You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about your growth era or even your single season feeling lonely. Because guess what? It should feel that way. Today, I really want to normalize feeling lonely in your 20s or your 30s or honestly at any age of your life, because that's not what matters. What matters is the stage of your life that you're in. It is extremely common, especially if you're single, but even if you're not single, but you're just like on your own personal growth and healing journey, to feel lonely. And when I say like it should feel that way, if you're like, what? Like, why should I be dealing with loneliness? You'll understand as I get into the topics. But my main goal here is to make sure that for the girls who do feel this way, to know that they are not alone. You may feel lonely, but you are not alone. This is very common. It is very normal. I honestly believe that it is a rite of passage for everyone to go through this season and to feel this way. I believe that it builds so much character. It builds so much strength. And like I said, it doesn't matter whether or not you're single or in a relationship, but I have been thinking about this topic in particular because I have a friend who recently just became single after only ever being in a relationship. Like, we are talking one man to the next, no single period, no waiting period hoping to meet someone, no period of having to go out on dates or go on dating apps and meeting people and this and that. Like, her next relationship just basically always fell into her lap. And that's been her journey since forever. So she never had that experience of being alone, which I would say most people do. Most people have gone through that or are going through that right now. So it's a new feeling for her. And we've been talking about it and talking through it because it is certainly not a new feeling for me. That was always my experience. I was always single. And as someone who has gone through it and has made it to the other side of your growth, healing, and single season, I am here to say everything she's feeling and everything that you girls are feeling that are in that same boat is normal. And it should feel that way. It should feel lonely. You should be building up a strength that you have never needed before. Now you need it. Now you need to rely on no one other than yourself. So now you're going to become the strongest version of you because this is all 100% on you now. That's what growth is for, building yourself up. It's about saying, let's see how I can navigate through life now when I don't have anyone else to rely on to help me. So, and like I said, like this was always my experience. I've always, listen, I'm very grateful for my single season and that lonely season. And I've talked about it so much on the show about how much it helped me and how much good that it did for me. But that doesn't mean that like there wasn't also pain there too. So don't ever like let someone really fully like glamorize and romanticize like what could be a very painful time for some people, you know, like there's beauty in it, but it can also hurt. And yes, growth is a very important thing and it's a beautiful thing, but you know what they say, beauty is pain. There will be a lot of pain within that beauty because growth can also be very isolating. And it doesn't matter what led you here. It doesn't matter what got you to this season of life, because like I said, for her, you know, what we've been talking through is the fact that like now she's really trying to navigate being a single woman. But for everyone else, like this growth era could have stemmed from anything, whether you're stepping away from old environments, you're outgrowing certain people and relationships, you're just changing your mindset up, you're looking deeper into your values and your morals, and you're changing some beliefs, and you're changing how, you know, you lead your life and live your life. Maybe you're becoming more spiritual, maybe you're making lifestyle changes, or maybe you're just in a season right now of making very hard but very necessary decisions. And no matter what led you here, this season can and will feel like you are walking it alone. And you're not necessarily alone. Like, first of all, of course, you have all of us to support, but also there are people in your life who love you and would support you and would be there for you, whether it is friends or family or a relationship. Like, you know, of course, there are people in your life who can be there for you. However, I'm sorry if you hear noises, by the way. There's construction going on in my basement right now, so I'm really trying to be as close to the mic as possible so you don't hear those outside sounds, but I hear them, so I'm hoping that you don't hear them. But anyway, what I was saying was, but you, no matter what, no matter how many people you have in your circle that can and want to be there for you, you are on your own personal journey. No one can walk it with you. No one can feel what you feel, and no one can experience what you are experiencing firsthand. Secondhand, yes, it might hurt your loved ones to see you hurt, but they're not you, so they can't feel your same pain. They cannot feel the same hurt that you feel, or they cannot feel the same epiphanies and the breakthroughs and the breakdowns. Like, they cannot feel that with you. Maybe they can feel it for you, like I said, secondhand. But at the end of the day, everyone aside from yourself is simply on the outside looking in. So no matter how supportive your community is, you have to allow yourself to walk your own personal journey alone. And you cannot rely on people to do it with you or for you, or you cannot put expectations on people to understand exactly where you're coming from, or to understand exactly what you want, or to even like fully respect what, you know, you're doing. Like I said, maybe you're making some really big changes, and sometimes it's going to take a while for people to see it and get it and respect it. That's just simply not your problem. You have to just accept, like, I'm on my path alone. Hopefully you can meet me there, but it's okay if you don't. So yes, growth often brings solitude, and that is a very normal part of this process. And what you get as a result of that, this is my favorite thing. I actually just got like full body chills. If you're watching on Spotify, if you could see my arms, like I have fully the chills saying this, is you get so much confidence in your solitude and so much peace in your solitude. And just the overall feeling of being content in your solitude. So much so that now when the time comes that you are dating again, men are not competing with other men to be in your life. Men are not competing with a roster. They're competing with your solitude. Can they actually add value to your life? Considering at this point, at this stage, you have gotten yourself to a place of your life being so abundant and so full and so happy on your own that it's like, do I even need this person in my life? Do I really want this person in my life? Sometimes it's not a need, sometimes it's just a want, but it's like, do I even want you in my life? Are you actually adding to it? You know? And this is one of those things where I have spoken about so much. I think I have like an episode like, you know, ways that my single season helped me, like things like that. And I feel like this was one of them that I mentioned in that episode. If you go back, you know, listen to that episode, the ways that my single season helped me, five ways my single season helped me, something like that. And I feel like I spoke about just being so confident in my solitude that everything around me gets better because I'm so much happier on my own that like I don't accept anything in my life that does not add to it. And when you've gone through your growth season and you come out on top, you're not going to just start welcoming people in without proper vetting, or, you know, you're not going to just start making space for simply just anyone who gives you attention. Your standards are going to raise. You're going to be smarter. You're going to make better choices. Your discernment will be stronger. Your beliefs will not waver. They will not bend. They will not crack. They will not waver. They will not move. That's what future potential partners are up against. You. No one else other than you. And here's the thing about feeling lonely because you're outgrowing people and places and past environments. You have to remember this. Just because you are changing does not mean everyone else has to. So this is why I always say that like putting expectations on people is not right and it's not fair, because This is your journey, not theirs. So just because you are moving in a different direction does not mean that everyone will move with you. It does not mean that everyone will come with you. Old friends, and yes, even family members, they might not get it. They might not see things the same way that you do. They might not understand where you're coming from or your new mindset or your values. So you can and you probably will feel disconnected from them. And that's okay. Why? Why is that okay? Because you're disconnected from your past self anyway. So your whole point of growing and your whole point of evolving and coming out on top is disconnecting from your past self. So if you're willing to let go of her, you have to be willing to let go of whatever was attached to her too, because you're detaching. And I am not saying just because you went on a growth journey, you need to end all your friendships and block out all your family and put boundaries up with your family. Like, I'm not saying that. First of all, that may be what you need. Some people's journeys are very, like, really rooted in trauma and come from a very, like, traumatic and dramatic place where you need to make dramatic changes, where it's like, as I'm growing, I'm realizing you're toxic. I can't have this friendship. I need to put boundaries up with that family member. You might come to a place of going no contact with people that you were once very close with. It really depends on what led you to this journey. Like I said in the beginning, this could be all different things. But some people, that's not the case. Some people, they're just, maybe they are just going through a single season and they're just trying to discover themselves and what they love and what they like and what they're passionate about. And this is their time to really learn themselves. And so it has nothing to do with problems and trauma with other people. It's just, this is something I need to do for myself. So when I say you have to be willing to let go of them too, I don't necessarily mean you have to be willing to cut them off. I just mean that you have to be willing to let go of the expectations that you have around these people, because they might not see things the way that you see things now that you have gone through, you know, this experience, this journey. You cannot put expectations on other people to see life through the same lens as you. Now that all of a sudden you see things differently, now that all of a sudden you're making different changes, they might still be where they were, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. Like, they might not be in that phase of life. So you can't expect everyone around you to evolve too. Everyone is on their own journey. Everyone is on their own path, and everyone will do what they see fit for themselves. So them not getting you doesn't mean it's personal. It may still feel isolating, but it might not be a personal thing against you. It might have nothing to do with you because it has only to do with them. So if you're like, oh, well, you're not evolving with me. It's like, well, they didn't hit that season of life, or they didn't have that breakdown to go through a breakthrough. Like, they're still where they are. And that's perfectly fine. You know, you have to remember that you are the one going through an identity shift. They are not. And why it might feel even more isolating right now, especially if you're in the middle of it, is because you're going through the identity shift, but you're still in the in-between phase, where you're like, okay, I'm detaching from my past self. I'm no longer who I used to be, but I'm still on the journey. I'm still on the road to becoming who I want to be. So I'm also not who I envision my 2.0 self as. I'm still, you know, like I said, on the road to becoming her. So I'm not my past self. I'm detached from my past self, but I'm also not my future self yet either. So you're really still on a self-discovery journey right now of like, who even am I? What am I doing? Why do I feel so alone? But that's why, because you're just in between right now. So it's like, I'm not in the past doing all the same old things that I've always done with the same old people, but I'm not in the future where I'm like living out my dream life and I'm like with my perfect community and like everything is thriving. That's why. It's because you're still on the journey. You're still in the in-between, that middle ground phase. So not only do you feel isolated from the people around you, but you kind of even feel isolated from yourself. So just stay patient, because that 2.0 you is so close. She's right there. So just hang on a little bit longer, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You just might not be far enough like into the tunnel to see that light. You know, imagine the tunnel has like swerves and whatever, and like you can't see the end of it while you're like in one of the swerves. Like you're not going straight to the end yet. So you're kind of like hooking a left and then hooking a right, and you're spinning in this way and that way. Then it's like it's not until you're on that last leg where it's just like straight through and you could finally see the end of it. So maybe you're just not there yet, and that's okay.
If you're obsessed with romanticism like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold, in print and in ebook. If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it so easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one, including the moment your first customer is ready to pay. Shopify checkout not only helps them finish their purchase, but when they come back, their details are already saved, making it easier and easier for returning customers. One tap and they're done. It brings so much peace of mind knowing the whole getting paid part is already figured out for you and is nothing to stress over. And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout for you, you have more time to focus on growing your business and the tools to do it. And that's exactly why Shopify is the powerhouse behind millions of businesses worldwide. From household names like Skims and Rode to small businesses just getting started, just like yours. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. So start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. Start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls.
My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel: secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh, wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today. Now, there's a lot of hard things that come with being on this journey, and I would say that there are two things that are the hardest parts that you need to overcome. Because first of all, the very first thing, like I keep saying, isolation and like not everyone's going to get it, but the very first thing is your need for external validation. You need to overcome it. And the second thing, which is really like on you, is overcoming your need for motivation. Because when you are feeling lonely, when you are feeling isolated, when you are feeling like helpless and whatever, like if it makes you feel down, And if you're relying on motivation to get through and you're just simply not feeling motivated because everyone has you feeling upset or whatever, we cannot be living life like that. And you're not going to get to your 2.0 self like that. So going back to the first thing, like I said, external validation. So with that, when you are on this journey, you have to be able to say, I'm the only person who can validate myself moving forward. Point blank, period, end of discussion. You cannot be second guessing yourself. You cannot be doubting yourself. You cannot be lacking trust in yourself. You cannot be relying on others to tell you yes or no. You cannot be relying on others to tell you that you're doing this right or that wrong, or this is what you should do. This is what I would do. This is what you should do. Like, you can't be in the group chat sending all your screenshots for all your confrontations and your situations and saying, what do I say? What do I do? This is your time to validate yourself. And with that, when you stop going to everyone else to support you and to guide you and whatever, and you're really focused on validating yourself from within, you might not be getting, you know, as much noise as you used to, because now you're not talking to as many people and you're not getting the same applause, you're not getting the same noise, you're not getting the same support that you used to get. So now you might feel like, what am I doing all this for? Like, I'm on this journey, but you know, where is everybody? You have to be mentally stronger than that, okay? You have to be so much bigger and stronger than needing other people to validate you, to support you, to hear them. Like, you need to hear yourself in the back of your head, not everyone else. So you have to be mentally stronger than the need for external validation. And secondly, speaking of mental strength, you cannot be looking for motivation to get you moving. At this point, it is all about discipline now. I've always talked about this for years. This is another one that's an old podcast episode. I've talked about it in my content time and time again, when it comes to just like discipline versus motivation, but I also have an episode specifically on it. I think it's literally called like discipline versus motivation, or motivation versus discipline. Again, another one where like, if you just type it in my podcast, it'll come up. But when it comes to that discipline versus motivation, discipline works every time. Discipline wins every time. You cannot wait to show up only when you're feeling good, only when you're feeling motivated. You can't do what needs to get done only when you're having a good day, only when the sun is shining. You have to care about yourself and your goals enough to get up and get after it and go for it, rain or shine, good mood, bad mood, in a relationship, going through a breakup. Like, it doesn't matter what is going on externally. You have to have the discipline to just go for what you claim to really care about, what you claim that you want so bad for yourself. And listen, it is not to say that you cannot rest. It is not to say that you cannot take breaks. Of course, your mind, your body, your soul knows sometimes when like enough is enough and you need to just like relax. But you must be consistent in what you want for yourself. Otherwise, all you're telling yourself is like, I don't actually care that much about this. Healing and growth, yeah, sounds good in hindsight, but like, I'm not that dedicated to this mission. I'm not that dedicated to, you know, this journey. I'm okay with where I've been. This journey doesn't actually matter that much to me. That's what you're telling yourself every single time that you lean on motivation rather than discipline yourself. So those are the two hardest things that I think everyone needs to overcome when they're on their growth and healing journey. You must be willing to validate yourself and stop seeking external validation from others. And you must be willing to be disciplined and stop seeking motivation. Those are two very hard pills to swallow, but they are required for you to take, you know, to come out of this season as your best self. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to how to handle the feeling of isolation and loneliness and what to do about it, there are some things. Now, personally, I feel like one of the best things that you can do for yourself is just keep going and just power through. And it's like, you don't even need me to tell you how to handle it. You don't even need me to tell you what to do. If it were me and I were going through, you know, this season of life all over again, like, I don't think I would do anything differently than what I already did, which is just simply powering through and just remembering what it's all for and just, you know, keeping on and just fighting the good fight and just carrying myself along, okay? But there are a couple of things. First things first, when it comes to handling this, it all starts with just owning the season that you're in and accepting, like, and not being afraid to say and to share, like, I'm in my growth season. Because that acknowledgement, it sounds so simple, but that acknowledgement in itself brings clarity for yourself and compassion for yourself. It also allows you to treat yourself with more grace and forgiveness because you know you're going through a lot right now and you know there's going to be highs and lows and you know that you might make mistakes along the way. And so I find that as human beings, especially as women, we don't always give ourselves grace and forgiveness and we are not always compassionate with ourselves. Sometimes we just like, we're really hard on ourselves. We have a really hard time, you know, dealing with certain things and we beat ourselves up over like the littlest things. But if you can just acknowledge and say, I'm in my growth era right now, like I know that this comes with a lot. It gives you that clarity of knowing like I'm not perfect right now. I'm expecting mistakes and I'm expecting lows and, you know, everything that comes with it. And you will be able to have compassion, grace, and forgiveness for yourself knowing that. Second thing is to stay rooted in your why. Like I just said a couple minutes ago when I was like, my thing is just like, keep your head down and just know what it's all for and know why you're doing this. This is what I'm referring to, your why. Your why is very, very, very important. It's important in life. It's important in business, in relationships, in transactions, in anything and everything you do. It is why you do it. Your why is why you make the moves that you make, why you make the choices that you make. It's why you do everything. Why am I evolving? Why am I going through this? Why am I making these decisions? Why did I make this decision? Why am I committing to this? Keep that why at the forefront and remember that every single time that you start to lose sight and question everything. The second that you start to doubt yourself, question, why did I do this? Why did I do that? Remember your why. It's even, you know, like I said, like with business, like it's even down to like why you do the job that you do, why you started the business that you started. Like sometimes people lose sight of their why just because they're not making enough money or they're not hitting their goals. And it's like, that's not what you're here for. What are you here for? Why are you doing this? So always remember your why. Next, the third thing, I talked about solitude and isolation. Well, it's important that you can separate those two. Separate solitude from isolation because they are two separate things. Solitude is empowering. Isolation is draining, okay? So it's like one fulfills and fuels you while the other might drain and deplete you. So solitude fuels you, fulfills you, empowers you. Isolation drains you, depletes you. It comes from a negative place. So yes, you may feel that isolation sometimes, but don't lean into that feeling. Lean into your solitude. Lean into the strength of it. Like I said, like when you start to date or whenever, like men are competing with your solitude. So your solitude is your strength. Use your solitude for good. Journaling, self-reflection, goal setting, vision setting, leaning into hobbies, taking yourself out on dates, whatever it may be, strengthen your solitude and be proud of that. Develop more independence. You know, like there's so much that you can do for yourself and just feeling really, really, really empowered by your solitude and your independence and just doing things simply for you and not for anyone else. And when you lean into that, it feels a whole lot better than leaning into, I'm so lonely, I have no one around me. You don't need to feel that way, okay? But with that being said, the next thing is to allow yourself time to grieve, okay? Because when you do feel that loneliness, you start to like mourn what you previously had. Like I've always believed and I've always said that letting go of your old life will come from a mourning and a grief phase. Grieving your past life is a very real thing and it's okay. I feel like even moms say that. Like women who, you know, you go from being this young, wild and free, you know, independent woman to then like, you know, you become a mom and now you're responsible for a baby and not only a baby, but a human being that becomes an adult. Like, you're responsible for everything. Like, you can't be selfish anymore. You can't just pick up and go and party, whatever, like you used to. Like, so, and that's not coming from a negative place. It's just the reality is, like, sometimes you grieve your old life. Sometimes you are mourning your old life. So it's not necessarily a negative thing of like, I'm on this journey now, I'm grieving my past life. Like, it is okay to mourn old friendships, relationships, habits, environments. Yes, it is also okay to mourn the past version of yourself. You know, like, you might be, your goal might be to detach from her, but you could still love her and miss her. It's like, I don't want to be my old self, but I love that version of me because she's what got me here. So it's okay to grieve it. However, don't dwell on it. Don't let it consume you. Allow yourself to feel the feelings, own it, admit it, acknowledge it, sit with it, journal about it, do whatever you got to do. See how it makes you feel. Figure out what feelings are coming up for you. Figure out what feels good about this and what feels bad about this. And then move on. You only sit with it for a little while and then you keep it moving. And lastly, this comes really after everything, but start to find the right community and environments for you that your 2.0 self aligns with. It's very important to have people in your life that just get it, that just get you. And it could even be one single person, even if it's not this whole big community where it's like, okay, all right, you did all the work. Now go find a big friend group. You got to have 20 friends. Like, it doesn't matter. Just that one person who understands you, who has walked in similar shoes, maybe someone who has been on that same path as you, who has already done theirs, whatever the case is. It's important that your circle reflects what you see for your life. You know what they always say, you can hang out with 5 millionaires and you'll become the 6th, or you can hang out with 5 low lives and you'll be the 6th. Community is important no matter how big, no matter how small. Who you surround yourself with says a lot about you. So just find someone, anyone, whoever, who can hear you, who can see you, who gets you, because in this time period, you will most likely, and more often than not, feel unseen and unheard quite a bit, okay? So just know when it comes to all of this that you are not alone. You are not crazy. You are not going through anything on your own, because we've all been there. We've all done that. And if we haven't yet, then we will at some point. Our time is coming. All that you're going through right now is an evolution. You are simply just evolving. And this loneliness is not a sign that you're doing something wrong. It's a sign that you are moving forward. That's all it is. It's a sign that you are getting stronger. Having empty space in your life simply means you're making room for the life and the relationships that you truly want. That's another podcast episode. I'm always like referring back to old podcast episodes. I think the podcast episode title is like, make space for what you truly want, or make space for everything that you want. Search make space and that episode will come up. It's a really good one. And, you know, just know that while this season might not last forever, it is essential that it lasts right now and that you go through it. Don't cut it short. Stick it out and see it through. I promise you it will be worth it. Now, I want to just put out there, because I haven't said this in quite a while, if there's anyone who needs advice from me, I thought this would be a perfect episode to attach this to, because I just think a lot of you will be able to resonate with this and, you know, relate to this topic. And it's not like a guest episode. It just me, you know, speaking from the heart. So if there is anyone who needs advice from me, anything that you want to ask me to get my opinion on for an upcoming Dear Victoria segment, please email me. My email is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com and make the subject line Dear Victoria. If you're a new listener, you may not have even heard the Dear Victoria segment. It's on mostly all my old episodes, but I haven't gotten a submission in a while. Quite frankly, there was a period where I was getting like 3 emails a day, and I had a ton of them. So every time, you know, I was doing an episode, I was featuring a submission. Sometimes I would even feature 2 just so I could like get as many in as possible. But then I only do 1 episode a week. So by the time I could get to other submissions, they were weeks old. So like, what good is my advice if someone's like, urgent, I have a party this weekend, what do I do about this? Like, so I feel bad because I only do 1 episode a week. So I want to keep the Dear Victoria segments and submissions as timely and relevant as possible. I don't really think it's necessary to give someone advice on a situation that they dealt with a month, 2 months ago. So I'm kind of like, I've disposed of all the other ones. Unless it's still an ongoing situation, if you're someone who has sent me a Dear Victoria submission and you still could use the advice, email me again and I will bump it up to the top. But yeah, let's refresh my inbox with new situations that you need help on. I am happy to share my advice, my perspective, see what I can do to help in an upcoming episode. So yeah, again, that's a Dear Victoria segment. Email me at victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Please make the subject line Dear Victoria so that it is clear exactly what it is for. And then yeah, that is all that we have for today. So thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.